Welcome to Between Heaven and Earth, an internet radio talk show where we help you connect spirit and divine guidance. Lisa Kay, your host, brings you shows that can enhance and transform your life with tips and new ideas for more happiness, abundance, and better relationships. Lisa is an expert on intuition and can show you how to strengthen your inner guidance to empower yourself. Each show is positive and uplifting to inspire your day. Her guest speakers are specialists on self-help, positive thinking, spirituality, and conscious living. Be the best that you can be with Between Heaven and Earth, conscious living for your soul.
And angel blessings to everyone. I'm Lisa Kay, and you're listening to Between Heaven and Earth Radio. Our show today is called How to Improve Your Love Relationships with Your Intuition. If you really want to know the right things to do in your love relationships, you're going to need to pay attention to the messages your intuition is giving you through your heart. So that's an interesting thing to talk about, your heart. You know, you got to go and feel with your heart. And heart is where where your love lives. Isn't that what you always hear? So what does it mean to get messages through your heart? You often hear, quote, go into your heart or listen to your heart. And when I first heard this, I didn't have any idea. I had no idea what it meant. You know, if I could go into my heart, I'd do that. But I don't know where the door is. So, you know, listening to my heart is even harder. I discovered that you probably already know how to listen to your heart, because when you are in love with someone or you love someone, there are a lot of strong feelings that go through you when you are in a relationship. Those feelings are really easy to identify if you think about it. So, you know, you can easily imagine if you've been in love, which I think a lot of people have. I think most of us have. And even if you haven't had a serious relationship with someone, you've probably loved somebody, someone in your family, or had some of those feelings of attraction. So you can easily understand what those feelings might be if you think about it. Roll your memory back as to when you were in love. Maybe you had that excitement when you were with someone, when you were newly in love. Maybe the feeling of being passionate when they loved you back. Or the feeling of being exuberant when your relationship was, say, riding on that high. Or maybe there was a feeling of nervous anticipation. You know, that nervous anticipation over what you think they might say or what they might think about you. And especially when you're in that beginnings of your relationship, or maybe even something happened in your relationship and you're wondering, gee, what are they thinking? And you get a little nervous. Another feeling might be the warming feeling of comfort, knowing that they love you unconditionally. Isn't that a beautiful feeling to feel? Or maybe there's a deflating disappointment when your loved one doesn't respond the way you wanted. So these are all feelings. They're all feelings that I discovered that you probably already know because you're listening to your heart when you are in love with someone. Sometimes those feelings hit you like a ton of bricks and you really know what they are. And sometimes they're very subtle. Sometimes, you know, we're thinking so much we don't even know what those feelings are, but they're there. Now, all of those feelings are connected to what is known as your heart speaking to you. And the feeling might not be located exactly where your heart is. Sometimes the feeling seems to start in your chest and then it drops into your stomach. Here are some feelings that you might feel in your chest. Anguish. Anguish, sometimes it hits you in your chest. Or that feeling of great love and happiness also seems to be where our heart is, in our heart. Some feelings of shock feeling stunned is also a feeling that seems to hit us in our chest, in our heart region. And if you notice that when you have those feelings, you're going to notice, you know, we put our hands automatically where our heart is. It goes right to the center of your chest. So I think that's why man or people have always connected these feelings and these heart-centered feelings, if you want to talk about it that way. These are very universal feelings. And while we think maybe that women feel more than men, Men have these feelings too, but perhaps they don't talk about it as much. Those feelings are also the feelings that your loved one feels too when relating to you. They're all human feelings that everybody shares. So when you're feeling something, know that other people can feel those as well. Now, because of this, you can tap into your own intuitive feelings to sense what others are feeling about you. Those feelings can that you know, that you're familiar with, can become messages to you when you work with your intuition. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. Now, it's interesting. Let's talk about your heart, your physical heart. Your heart is a very interesting organ. It has its own nervous system, and it can remember and learn, which is really fascinating. Biologically, they've shown that. It holds information that it can actually process. Now, energetically, it is also connected to your heart chakra. That's the energy portal that takes in energy and sends it out from your body's energy system, your human energy system. And it's through that energy that we connect to others energetically. And theoretically, it's also how we pick up intuitively how other people are feeling about us. So that's the metaphysics of the heart. You can move this energy, this metaphysical energy, to connect to others simply by using your intention through your thoughts. So if you intend to connect to others, you can imagine you're connected to them through this portal in your chest, through an imaginary sense of what energy might be, whether you feel it or think it or imagine it, you know, with your visual imagination. Your thoughts are also what trigger your intuition to act and give you messages by responding to your wanting to know something. And that's how we use our intuition to connect to our hearts and to find out information from it. Now, your heart doesn't just think. It doesn't think. It just reacts honestly. So this is part of why your heart can tend to be always right. Your heart might be more a truthful barometer, not only of what you're feeling, but what others are feeling. You can use your heart to find out the truth of what others are feeling, and because it holds information that you can access intuitively. And you can do this by using an intuition technique to find out what your heart is saying. So let's talk a little bit about how you connect to your heart. You can connect to your heart by tapping into your intuitive feelings, because your intuitive feelings are reflecting what your heart is feeling and what it's the information it's holding. And if you want to think about it in a certain way, the energy connection that you have with someone else, you know, there is this communication that's going between you and someone else through that heart chakra portal, energetically. This is this is the metaphysics of it. And through that connection, you're having a heart-to-heart conversation energetically. And what is the information that's there? Well, the information is probably in the language of feelings, right? And feelings we interpret with our minds. We figure out, okay, well, this feeling is making me feel sad, or it's making me feel uplifted or exuberant, or it's giving me some little anxious feelings. Or it might be a feeling of love, right? So that's the language of the heart. That's the language of intuition as well. It's feelings. So you can connect to your heart by tapping into your intuitive feelings. And the way you do this is by using your intuition and using a technique that you can do. One way you can do it is use my intuition on demand technique. And the way that works is you initially ask your intuition a question and then be open to the response, the intuitive response that you get through your feelings. Now, I can't go through the entire technique here, but if you get my book, Intuition on Demand, you can find out more. It's described in there. I also describe it on a lot of the classes and online workshops that I give. But I'll give you a little bit here just to get you started. So the way this works I'm going to go through it step by step, is you start out by asking your intuition a question. And then the next thing is you be open. And then the third piece, the third step, is that you collect what your intuition is responding with. So your intuition is always going to answer any question you give it. Of course, the problem with that is your thinking mind responds as well. So that's why you want to be open and calm and not try to figure out an answer. You just pose a question to your intuition and you're open. And I describe how to be open, the best way to do that, again, in my book and maybe in some of the previous podcasts that you've listened to. But you want to be in an open state of mind where you're not trying to figure out the answer. And then you collect an answer. So the answer is going to be whatever pops up intuitively. And in this case, it'll be a feeling. And see how your intuition makes you feel as a response. So then you want to imagine, one of the things you can do is imagine that you are your loved one and see what feelings come up in response to the question that you're posing your intuition. So I'll kind of demonstrate this for you. I'm going to give you some example questions you can ask your intuition, which, by the way, you are asking in your mind silently. You don't have to say it out loud. You don't have to ask anybody else. It's just a question you're posing internally to your intuition, which will respond and give you the information that's coming from your heart. Now, it's important when you ask these sample questions I'm going to talk about, it's important that you use the name of the person that you want to get information about or you want to connect to, since that's going to trigger and focus your intuition's response more clearly. Now, I put in, quote, insert name in the question, where you're going to put the name of your loved one or the person who you want to connect with and find out more about in these questions. Now, it's very important the kind of question that you ask, because if you ask a closed question where there's a rhetorical response or an answer that is like a yes or no answer, your thinking mind will respond very quickly and it's going to mess up the information that you're trying to receive. So you'll find that the questions that I've created here are, quote, open-ended questions. So that gives your thinking mind a little bit longer to try to come up with an answer, but your intuition should respond very quickly. And so what you're going to do is present these questions to your intuition, and then you will get a response from it. So let's start. And again, where I say insert name, you're going to put the name in of your loved one. So if it's your spouse, it's their first name. If it's your boyfriend or your girlfriend, it's their first name. And names are very powerful. They focus your mind. They also get your intuition to be clearer, because it's going to give you more specific information about that person. So here's the first one. How does, insert name, feel about the way I love them? How does, insert name, feel about the way I love them? So it might be, you know, how does John feel about the way I love him? And see what pops up feeling wise. Now imagine yourself as being John or your loved one. And then ask the question, how do they feel about the way I love them? Another question would be, show me the same feelings, insert name, has when he feels love for me, or when they feel love for me. Show me those same feelings that they have when they love me, or they when they feel love for me. So again, I'll use John again. Show me the same feelings John has when he feels love for me. And then turn your attention internally, pause, be open, and turn internally and see what feelings pop up. Again, imagine that you are that person. Number three, show me, insert name, feelings for me for when he is away from me for a long time, or he's away from me when he's far away from me. There's another one. So show me, quote, insert name, feel, show me his feelings. Show me John's feelings for me when he's away from me for a long time. Okay, the next one is, how does, insert name, feel when I give them a gift for a special occasion? Now, this kind of relates to the five love languages. Some of us feel that giving gifts or receiving gifts is an expression of love, and maybe this is a way for you to find out whether it is there a special expression for them, if that's something that they like to have. How does, quote, John, I'm just making it up, how does John feel when I give him a gift for a special occasion? Or how does John feel when I give him a gift for his birthday? And pause and see what pops up, what feelings come up. So this is a fifth question, is another example. Show me how, insert name, feels when we are together. Show me how he feels when we're together. But you should use a specific name, so I'm going to just, you know, use John again. Show me how John feels when we are together. And number six, the last one, how does, insert name, express his love for me? How does John express his love for me? So that's an open-ended question. So remember now, you can do this with anyone. It doesn't have to be someone close to you. The best time to do this is when you're not too emotional and you are relaxed. You could do this with a member of the family. You can change the questions. You don't have to use the questions of love. You can use the questions of friendship. How does so-and-so feel about our friendship? How does so-and-so feel about, how did they feel about the last time we had lunch together? Things like that. Now pay attention. You know your heart is talking to you even when your mind is thinking or you're speaking. Your heart is always talking to you. These feelings are coming up, but we ignore them. We don't pay attention to them. So when you do these exercises or when you start paying attention to your heart and the language of your heart, then you'll know when your heart is talking to you, even when you're doing other things. So when you're with your loved one, you're talking or interacting together, pay attention to your heart's feelings, because it may be telling you something you need to know right at that moment or something you need to know about them. So that's how to improve your love relationships, by using your intuition to connect to your heart. I'm Lisa Kay, and you've been listening to Between Heaven and Earth Radio, Conscious Living for Your Soul. Thank you all for listening, everybody. Angel blessings to everyone. Bye.